and so it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There will be those listening to this message that have not had the benefit of the information that you already have received. And so in this short message, I'm going to do review. And then I'm going to reveal more about what happened here. But before we do this, just a moment of celebration. We don't want you to celebrate anything. We want you to stay put. Just be, just sit in this room, in this place. It is filling with what you would call entities, which we do not call entities. For how can you separate that which is together? In a multidimensional state, you might say the ones are entangled as many, but the ones become one. God is infinite yet specific, and all that is you and what you would call the soul of you is always entangled with God. In a way, you've never left my side of the veil, for the core essence of the spirit of you is still here with me. And that which is God, the creator of the universe, has part of you there now. Part of you is on the earth. It is the way of it, and always has been, that a multidimensional state would include attributes of being everywhere at once. It is not something that a singular three-dimensional human being is aware of or can even conceive of. But I tell you the truth. The most ancient religions on the planet taught of the oneness of you, that you were one with all things, including nature, and that you would consider yourself part of all that is. You are now returning to these teachings and to this state, understanding that linear worship is not the way of it. Quantum appreciation is. Being one with everything that is allows you to be part of the mountain, the ocean. How many of you yesterday, as you slipped into the water, could feel it embracing you? That is to say, you are not then swimming in the element, you are swimming with it. And it embraces you and says, you are welcome to be here and to participate in the molecular attributes that I am as water, with the energy of the island that we have. That is a consciousness of oneness. It is what is being experienced on the planet as a unification, slowly, of human spirit. The idea that there would be someday peace on Earth, that would just say a linear aspect of everyone agreeing with everything in some kind of bliss, is foolish. Humans have free choice, they'll always have decisions, dissension. There'll always be those who would want to do one thing one way and others another. But peace on earth says that war will not be the answer to anything. And there'll come a day when it never will be done again. There will be those who would be negative. Free choice allows for that. But there would not be the consciousness of war. And that is what the seeds are being planted at this moment on this planet. Where human beings want more than survival. They want quality of life, stability, love, education. And that is what you're seeing, and that was the teaching of the day. And so this is a time of celebration, not for you, but us. And those who crowd into the room today to see you are celebrating you. Old souls who have made the distance, so many of you being here for so long. And the attribute which has a lifetime that might be difficult, especially those in the past, where you've watched plague take your children, and all manner of things, creating a short life even for you, less than 40 years. And I want to tell you, dear ones, when you show up on my side of the veil, what do you think your reaction would be to all that you went through? You would say, I'm done with Earth. And that's not what you say. I'm going back to work the puzzle. Slowly you paid the dues, you might say, of humanism, of survival, of all the things that have happened in the past. Knowing that your participation as an old soul would increase the vibration of this planet. Knowing that when you come into this planet, you would receive yet again the DNA which contains the seeds of divinity. Given to you long ago. Knowing that your presence over and over on the planet would eventually create the seeds of peace, of temperance, of a wisdom, so that you would not overpopulate. A science that would create that which you need and not use up the resources of the planet. Ways of growing food that made sense, where there would be no one starving ever again. Where children would be taken care of automatically and elders would too. Where you would return to the wisdom of the ages that you helped develop. And that is why you keep coming back. And that's why we celebrate you. And you sit there and you don't know it. Not really. The shield between this side of the veil and yours prohibits your knowledge of these things. Which makes it even greater that we would celebrate you. For even without the knowledge of what I know absolutely, you still are on track. Intuitively, you know that by staying next to the core of you, your life will be different. When you step away from the core, that is when your life becomes difficult. Depression sets in. Start to doubt yourself. Staying in the core is staying in that place that is spiritual, that is you, your soul essence, your higher self, all of those attributes given to you. By a culture from another place. There's power in this island. And when you think about power, you wonder, what is it you feel? Now, often you do not associate energy and the saturation, perhaps, of peace, saturation of a loving energy, of a thickness of healing. You don't associate that with power, but it is. It is. So powerful is it that the island controls the weather around it. The island has no problem with the abundance of water and can grow anything it wants. Although it's not being used appropriately, the island can have power from the earth if it wished. For geothermal is easy here. A little more expensive, perhaps. Uses up no resources at all. The island is protected. The island has power, never been conquered, even in the ancient times. It has a consciousness of its own. It is a portal, the portal of Kauai. It is one of the most constant, long-standing, continuous portals on the planet. It has never been a vortex, that is to say, it does not spin. Instead, it is intense with its own energy from tip to tip. Whereas there are some places on the planet they call portals, and yet they are quick to say, well, the energy shifts from one rock to another. That's not a portal. It's a vortex with a whirling energy, like a whirlpool of water, not Kauai. The power is of sameness of love, of sameness of the quality. What occurred here? I'm going to get to that in a bit. Why is it different? Representing perhaps the crown chakra of the islands, it also represents the heart. Entangled it is with all of the other islands, supplying them from the top down. The essence of Lemuria. Why? What would be the reason that this land is like it is? So I take you back. I reveal things here that can never be proven, ever. And yet in the Akash of so many of you, you will ring with the truth of it, for you participated in much of it. And I review for the reader the details of the island of Hawaii. Not a group of islands, but a mountain. The mountain of Hawaii. Not just any mountain, the largest mountain on the planet. The longest singular mountain that ever existed, not a mountain range, but one mountain with multiple peaks, and the highest one on Earth. Measured from the bottom to the top, yet again we say over 33,000 feet. Again, we reveal to you and say that which is geologically challenged constantly. That some things in geology happen faster than geologists have ever thought they could. Geology makes an assumption that things take millions of years to be accomplished. They look at a slow process of erosion. They calculate what they see against what might have happened and come up with their numbers, not understanding that there are events which occur, which change the course of rivers, of seas, of mountains, full oceans, in as little as 300 to 400 years. We previously told you that the Grand Canyon was cut in less than 300 years by two oceans literally racing from one end to the other as the earthquakes and the mountains of those times, millions of years ago, moved oceans back and forth. Millions of tons of water per hour running through those channels, chiseling out the canyons, not slow erosion. The Grand Canyon is not that which is smooth. It has angles, chisels. It ought to tell you that it all happened very quickly. The mountain of Hawaii is and has been for millions of years over a hot spot in the earth, that is to say, a place a volcanic attribute. It is volatile. It represents literally a channel into the interior of the earth. There's more new land created by lava here in this age than any other place on the planet on a regular basis. The hot spot is still here. On a smaller scale, on the Big Island, the volcano seems to lay there and do nothing for a long time, and then suddenly it swells and releases the lava, usually out of the side of the mountain. It does not explode like other volcanoes. And this is the process that pushed this mountain up, so that even the base of the mountain was dry. Like a bulge on the planet created by volcanic activity, this mountain had a bulge and was exposed for thousands of years. And it took less than 500 for the bulge then to release itself, and it returned to where you see it today. Geologists have never considered this. It's never been anything they ever saw or wanted to see. It's never been even projected as a possibility. And there's no one who has spoken about it but I. And if you want to see the proof, geologists now start to look for it. Look for it. What would be the attributes of the bulge? Look for the striations, the stretch marks on the planet, on the ocean floor. Look at for the chemical attributes that would tell you that the base of the mountain was once exposed. Eventually, if you wish, you can find that's exactly so. Very similar to climbing a mountain where there is no ocean and finding seashells, knowing that it never is what you seem. Things are different than what they seem. And this lays the groundwork for a time almost 100,000 years ago when humanity started to shift. This island was not an island. It was a mountaintop representing one of four. On the grandest mountain on the planet, you couldn't miss it from space. It stood out, surrounded by water. You couldn't miss it. And where you sit right now was ice. Snow, difficult to get here. Days and days of climbing. There wasn't much here, not on the top. But the pinnacle, that is to say, the part of this one mountain that would become Kauai, had the energy you feel right now, and I'm going to tell you why. Indeed, it was tropical for the same reasons this is tropical now. You were visited from the stars. And this is a tough concept. And so yet again, because I'm in the place where it took place, I will reveal the beauty of the Pleiadian. Oh, human being, this is the creation story of the planet. When human beings receive the knowledge of enlightenment, and everywhere you go on the planet, that you have a creation story, no matter what spiritual belief, it goes like this. That once upon a time, there were human beings fully developed, looking just like you, acting just like you. They were not cavemen, fully developed, just like you. And something took place. And certain mythologies talk about the visitation from angels. Certain mythologies will talk about the tree of life. But it's always the same. They went from knowing nothing to knowing everything, a full awareness of love and hate. What some have said, goodness and evil. An exposure of God. This is the creation story wherever you go. And this one that I'm going to give you now is the truth. A truth that is now being revealed in the indigenous all over the planet, for this is a similar story of many of them. You were visited by the Pleiadians from the Seven Sisters. Beautiful consciousness of a graduate planet like yours that had passed through eons of war and gotten to a place where it was in 1,000-year peace. Quantum they are. That is to say, there is no distance to get to you. They are here with a thought, if they choose to be. Ask the pure Hawaiians, they will say the canoes came from the stars. And this is the place they settled first. And because of its isolation, the Lemurian culture became the longest lasting culture on the planet to this day. They were everywhere on the planet, not just here, scattered all over. The same scenario. They were here to deliver the biological seeds of sacred DNA to you. And they did, and they did. But there's only several places on the planet where they remained, where they taught, where they worked, and where they are. And the island of Hawaii, that is a mountain to us, the island of Kauai, the island of Maui, of Oahu, all tips of the mountains that are Hawaii, is where they came and stayed. Now I've given you some of the energies of those mountaintops. And now we wish to reveal a little more of what happened here. And in order to do this, we draw a picture of the ancients for you. The Pleiadians took thousands of years, literally, to create a human race that was all populated with sacred DNA. In that process, all over the planet, over 27 kinds of human beings disappeared, and only one kind remained. The kind that looked like you. And then it began. the Lemurian culture, the test. What would sacred human beings do? What kind of government would they establish? What would they do with their newly found sacredness, awareness? This is Lemuria. Lemuria lasted for thousands of years. A gentle society filled with human beings who lived a great distance of time. But in your linearness, you are saying, all right, that's sweet, but let me paint the picture a little differently now. The Pleiadians dedicated their lives to you. They did not come and then leave. By divine right, appropriateness in all given to them in the instructions from the creator of the universe, they came in love and they stayed. And each one who was assigned here stayed here, and they lived their entire lives here, teaching, being the confidants, and they look just like you, a little taller, but just like you. They became the elders. Listen, when you study cultures on the planet, listen to what the elders and the ancients say about the original elders. There are many names for them in every single culture. The pure elders. Everyone has a name for them because they were special. And I'll tell you what the special part of that was, is that their names were not pronounceable. Every culture has it. And they were sacred. So sacred, you couldn't go where they were. And every single culture has them. And that is the Pleiadian. A name that cannot be pronounced. Not that it's so sacred, it's just not pronounceable. And so they gave them other names. But they all recognized who they were. They had come and they stayed. They were the teachers. And they were well loved and respected. Now listen, dear ones, if this was an invasion force that looked differently than a human being, do you really think that they would be honored to the degree that they are honored on the planet by all the indigenous of the earth, including the indigenous of Hawaii? No, they would not. You would have feared them, and they didn't. They loved them. And here I am telling you, what is the energy of the peak of this island? And I will tell you that Kauai and the slopes of the mountain that represent the pinnacle of the island of Kauai was their home. They selected this place to not only live and be for the duration of their lifetimes and those who came after them and their lifetimes, but here it is. Pleiadians have an option not to die. They go into a multidimensional status and become one with Gaia. And they live in mountains. There's one in California called Shasta, filled with them. And there's one here, filled with them. It's a conversion of energy from a life that is corporeal to life which is energetic and part of Gaia. This is a graduate master. This is a Pleiadian. This is the teacher of you. And this was their home. And now you know that when you walk this place, they're here. They are part of the consciousness of the dirt. They are part of the consciousness of the air you breathe. For you do not linearize and separate even the elements when it comes to these things which are multidimensional. For the air you breathe, the dirt you see, the foliage that is there all has the same energy of sacredness, and you cannot escape it. The island is protected. And always will be. They're here. Now you gather. You gather on the top. When the bulge went away, slowly and gradually, it was the signal for the Lemurian civilization to scatter, and they did. Thinking that all of the island, the mountain, would be covered with water, not even knowing that there would be any islands left, most of them departed. They went in many directions. Some followed the tides, ended up in what you call today New Zealand. Some went east. Some went west. You'll find Lemurians all over the earth. And when they come back here, they know they're home. So I've just described to you why this particular island, which is the top of the mountain, of that portion of Hawaii, it's where those elders lived. And they lived for thousands of years. And they're still here. Now, what you make of this is your own. Do not ask the linear questions. What were their names? How many were there? How long will they live? Will they ever go home? This is their home. Do they live forever? Yes. Like an ascended master, they turned into part of Gaia, and it's their essence that you feel here. Different than any other mountain peak, it is. How do you measure power? Because it is their power that allowed themselves to implant in you the spiritualness of the Creator of the universe, changing humanity forever, beginning the test that is yours. It's a new thing, you know. It's an earth that has been here for billions of years, and only in the last few has humanity been here. Only the last portion have you had the spiritual seeds of life. And that is the story. It's in your DNA. They are your ancestors. Who they are, you are. And so when you touch a tree, you touch them. When you look at the beautiful sunset, you look at them. When you have an appreciation for Gaia, you're looking at them. This is the story, difficult to tell, difficult to understand and appreciate, we have for you this day. What are you going to do with this? What is next for you? And so we ask, when you move from this place into tomorrow and the next day, the last days that you might spend here, I want you to meet and greet a Pleiadian And all you have to do is take a deep breath. Because they're here. They're part of the entourage that I called in. That sits in front of you and says, remember who you are. The creation story of the planet from religion to religion echoes the same thing. This is the truth. These are the seeds. This is the way it took place. Eventually, perhaps science will start to prove out a little of it. There'll never be a full proof. For it requires your discernment. It requires you to understand and feel it. For you to know it's true. And so we're almost done. The island here, which is called Kauai, will always remain small. For the consciousness of the Pleiadians are echoed in those who live here, who will keep it this way, who will honor its sacredness. And those who own the land are placeholders for it, and they know it, for they go back a long way as well. The island will resist development any further than it is, and will remain protected. And Gaia will cooperate in that protection as long as you live. For here are the elders of your spirituality who have names which cannot be pronounced. And they are the ones here in the room. In whatever degree that they can be here, who are asking you to remember. Who were you then? What did you do here? Participating in this, the grand test of Earth. And so, dear ones, I give you these things so that you can ponder upon them. And yet again, look at who you are and who you might have been. And using discernment, look upon your kakash and ask the questions, was I really one? How do you feel about this place? There are some who come here and never leave. For they have found what they ask for. Go from this place, knowing that your seeds are pure, and that all is well, and you are at the right place at the right time. Greet a Pleiadian, Lemurian. Make it a reunion. And so it is.